On a Tuesday, we like to talk about some of the think shows that we've got right here on 2SER. There's three great, well, let's be honest, award-winning shows encouraging you to think. We've got Think Health, we've got Think Digital Futures, and the one we're talking about today, Think Sustainability. Miles Herbert is filling in host on Think Sustainability. Good morning.
Morning, Nick. Yeah, I was going to say I'm not a part of any of those awards. I'm just writing coattails this week.
So. That's how we do it here in 2SER.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
Write as many coattails as possible.
I'm happy to.
Now, you've got a topic that, might need to come with a warning for breakfast.
Yeah. If you've just eaten, you might want to maybe tune out. But actually, no, definitely tune in because it's important. We're talking about waste, human waste, actually. So feces, or what these academics have been talking to, is called like activated sludge stuff.
Activated sludge.
They have so every person I've talked to has had a different name and a different way to refer to feces. It's, yeah, even getting your head around the different words they call it is crazy.
Now, we're talking sort of the sewage side of it, I'm guessing.
Yeah. So I think what happens is we tend to disassociate ourselves with feces, right? So,
we sure do.
Yeah, we do. We flush that toilet and it just disappears. And we don't think at all about the systems that manage it. So there is this hugely complicated system underneath our cities that manage our waste. And what I found out is that it's actually kind of evolved with civilization. So civilization as we know it has evolved because of our sewage systems. If you think back, if there was just like feces in the street, do you think that humans would have evolved the way they do?
Probably not. So hang on, we're suggesting that the evolution of civilization follows the evolution of sewage waste management.
Well, they're linked, right? So if you don't have waste management, you don't have the evolution and urbanization of our cities.
That is a very good point. That's fascinating.
But it turns out the fact that we can urbanize, right, that we can't, the population is growing, cities are growing, is actually having a pretty detrimental impact on our sewage systems. And the way the climate is changing, that's also really, really affecting it. So our sewage systems that were built 200 years ago are the same sewage systems that are still managing our waste today, and they're going to fail.
They are going to have to fail in that scenario. Like, surely, you know, a few hundred years ago, no one was anticipating what a city, if we're just using Sydney's example, the kind of population we're talking about now.
Yeah, so population and urbanization is a huge part of it, right? Just the sheer numbers and the sheer overflow of the system is going to be a huge problem. But another big thing is climate change, right? So we have rising sea levels all across the world.
Yeah.
And the way these sewage systems were built is they're used, like they use gravity, right? So everything kind of flows down and away. So a lot of our treatment plants and a lot of the biggest pipes are built right on the coastline.
Oh.
So when those...
Oh.
Yeah. So,
oh.
So when those sea levels rise, it's going to cause this huge backup and it could potentially mean sewage in your home.
That is delightful. And I didn't know that they were mostly gravity fed. Are you suggesting it's not just a saying, but it does indeed roll downhill?
It does indeed roll downhill. So that's how they were originally built, right? So they were built with gravity. I mean, think about some sewage systems predate electricity.
Yeah.
They use gravity, not primarily, but still some of them use gravity. And a lot of our huge treatment facilities are on the coastline.
Now, the idea of our sewage system failing somehow is absolutely terrifying me. I mean, it's kind of a cold sweat for a Tuesday morning. Why am I only hearing about this now? Why are we not really frantically worried about this?
Well, I think one, it's a disassociation, right?
Yeah?
We don't think about it. Two, it's really big and scary. People don't think about climate change. So it's two things, right? It's two things that people just don't like to think about because they're terrifying. And it's just like, bam. And also it hasn't happened yet, right? So like, it is that, you know, people don't get sewage in their home every single day. So
not every single day.
Right. But I will tell you, there was a case in Wallace Lakes. You know, Wallace Lakes is close to Foster. Am I saying that right?
You are saying Foster correctly?
Yeah. Oh, man, my American accent, I'm going to get slated. Your breakfast audience is going to come for me, man. So there was a sewage overflow, right? Because it was really wet, right? There was the rising sea levels. There was a huge wet period. There was overpopulation in this really small town. And, the sewage leaked into the environment. Wallace Lakes is famous for its oysters. And the tourists ate all their oysters.
Oh.
And there was over 400 cases of hepatitis A.
400.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was a really bad outbreak. So it's happening. It's happening. There is sewage in our environments, in our communities, in our wastewater. There's wastewater in our water. In the harbor, they put wastewater. So it's everywhere, and it's going to get worse.
It is going to get worse. And to be clear, you know, we're talking about this from a first world perspective. There are third world countries where this is just a way of life, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
100%. Yeah. All right. Well, it's going to be, I imagine, a difficult thing, sustainability, to listen to, but a very important one.
Yeah, hopefully it's entertaining and informative. And it's my first week on the job, so, you know, everyone tune in, give me some listens and give me some clicks.
Absolutely. Remember, if you're not tuning in on a Sunday morning to get the Think shows, you can always catch up via podcast or the 2SER.com website.
Yeah, 2SER.com.
Hey.
Stories, ideas, music.
Miles, thanks very much. We're going to talk more Think programming, this time next week.